is there a difference between kids' dental marketing and adult marketing? Short answer, yes, there's a huge difference. Long answer, you can't talk to parents or kids the same way you talk to adults. They have different values, different things they're looking for. When you take your children to a dentist, you are looking for empathy. You're looking for a connection. You're looking to trust this dentist with your child's not only treatment and dental care, but with a connection that can be long-lasting, that your child will not be traumatized by whatever experience they're experiencing with this dentist. As an adult, you may be able to forfeit a lot of this for good treatment. You may say, hey, this dentist is not the friendliest, but his work is great and my teeth look great. And you may be able to take a little bit of bad service over the quality. With children, it's really hard for a parent to take quality over service. Why? Because we care about how our children feel. And we want what's best for them. But at the same time, we are able to let go of a lot of the perfection that we're looking for as an adult in order for our kids to have a better experience. So when you're marketing to parents and you are promoting quality, that's great, but that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for that connection. Is this a place that my child will feel comfortable? Do I have to always now struggle to get them to come to the dentist? And if the answer is yes, that parent may give up a lot of that quality in order to go to a place that they can trust, that they know that consistently their child will be treated the way they want them to be treated. So not that treatment quality is not important, it's just not the priority for a parent. As an adult, especially if you're paying to have something cosmetic done, or if you're trying to get rid of a pain, then you want the best quality. That's what you're looking for. You're not looking for someone to treat you great. That's all a bonus in an adult dental practice. But in a pediatric practice, that really comes secondary. Because a lot of times, especially younger children, they're going to lose their teeth. They're going to morph into a lot of different mouth segments. And so it's not a permanent solution that the parent is looking for. They're looking for a long-lasting solution that works for them, that's going to minimize their stress level. So when you talk to them and you tell them, hey, we are going to minimize your stress, this is going to be painless, at least for you, and your child is going to love it here because we have done this for years. We know how to treat them. And on top of that, they're going to leave with a healthy mouth. So that's a win-win for everyone. Who does not like to be stress-free? So in an adult setting, stress is okay if the outcome of the quality of the work is at par with that stress. You know, is the juice worth the squeeze? So they might be able to take over, be okay with long waits. They may be able to be okay with maybe not so much friendly service. If when they leave there happy with what their smile looks like, because that's what matters to an adult. For a child, you are not only, you have two patients here. You have that child and you have that parent. The most important part is the parent, because they're the ones that are going to bring that child there. However, if that child is not satisfied, if that child is traumatized, if that child hated the experience, and the parent agrees that maybe things could have been done better, then that parent probably is not going to go back. Pediatric dentistry is very competitive. It's not back in the day with a lot of dentists did not want to take a lot of public or a lot of government insurance or Medi-Cal or any kind of low reimbursement type of insurance. And so you had only a few that would. So these few would cover 100% of the market. Now, most dentists take all sorts of insurance. So the competitiveness of pediatric dentistry has increased. And on top of that, they're all the same. Because if your building is painted a colorful way to attract these parents and you have toys and you have a fun environment, most pediatric dentistry do. Most pediatric dentistry has colorful walls and fun things for the kids and balloons and all of that. So that's not really a differentiator between an adult practice and a pediatric practice or within pediatric practices. So what a differentiator is that service over treatment. You don't want to give less than 100% great treatment, but that service goes first. Because that parent will have a perception and they're not going into the mouth and seeing what great work that dentist did. They're going into that kid's face and seeing how that kid felt or feels later. So their judgment is not based on the quality of work. It's impossible. They're not dentists. They can't go in there and see. There's obviously some things that they can, but for the most part, they're going to judge it based on the whole overall experience. And a toy and all of that is not going to appease them, not the parent. The child, obviously, what child is not going to want some toys or a balloon? But that parent is going and looking beyond that because they can get a balloon anywhere. You can get a balloon at the dollar store. You can get a bunch of balloons at the dollar store. For a dollar. So if your service is not up to par to a parent's expectations, it doesn't matter how great your treatment is. If that dentist is not connecting with that child, then it doesn't matter how great that dentist is because that parent is looking at that. And that dentist does not need to connect as much with the parent. If that dentist connects with the child and the parent can witness that this dentist has a special connection and a bond with that kid, they'll bring them back. So I wanted to give a little bit about the difference on how you speak to a parent and a child, which is two patients in one, as opposed to an adult patient who is just one person to please. Over here, you have a double patient entendre, and over here, you have one. So you already know which one is going to be the most difficult. And second, when you're competing with other in the same industry, other pediatric dentists, then you need to understand that they all have the same dental chairs, the same doors, same walls, same tools, same treatments. So what differentiates one from the other is that service because they all have balloons. They all have colorful walls. They all have toys. They all just want to seem as a fun environment for kids. The bottom line is if you're not making it comfortable and stress-free for that parent, and sometimes stress comes from seeing their child stressed, then they're not coming back. And that's huge in pediatric dentistry because a lot of times if one parent doesn't come back, that means that you may lose two or three kids. Two or three patients may not come back because they may have two or three kids. And they also, I'm sure they have other people in their family that they will easily spread the word that they did not have the best experience. So it's a more competitive value here in treating children. However, you don't have to do a lot more in order to compete, you know, because service just beats everything else. And if you have great dentists that can connect with kids and at the same time explain to parents treatment well, they're good communicators, and that your staff is really, really informed about how to treat these kids, how to be patient, how to be patient with parents, be patient with kids, and understand the environment, and you go above and beyond, you'll outrun the competition, no problem. So wanted to bring this up because I think a lot of adult dentists that try to market to children as well, or just children dentists, are trying to speak the same language that adult dentistry does. And that marketing just does not work at all. And if they have patients, they're very lucky, or they may not be in a very competitive environment, but most likely they're in a competitive environment. So one of the symptoms of the wrong marketing is that the ups and downs in the patient flow. So you have months that naturally are going to have less patients, but it doesn't have to be that way if you are the big dog in town. So until next time, make sure you subscribe a lot more. What we are experts at children dental marketing. And this is all we do. We focus on how to speak to parents and children at the same time. And we have years of experience doing this. And children's dental marketing, that's all we focus on. It's just the dental marketing of children, from how to speak to the parents through the children, and infiltrate a lot of what the children watch in order to reach parents, as well as reaching parents directly and speaking to them in a language that they understand and that also resonates with them. You could tell them, hey, we do great treatment. They're not coming in. You tell them, hey, we're going to do treatment that is stress-free and your visit is going to be lovely. You're going to love it here. They'll come. So until next time, make sure you subscribe and stay tuned for more.